There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Kate Fisher's on the line from Washington, D.C. Kate, nice to have you on again.
Hello.
Hello, indeed. Let me start, Kate, if I may, with another U.S. warship has been involved in a collision. It's slightly disingenuous, the headline here, because it was actually a tug that went into it. But nonetheless,
Yeah. It
is another incident involving a warship in Asian waters.
It is. This seems to be happening over and over again. So as you say, it's not by any means as serious as previous incidents, but it is yet again an example of where there seems to have been some kind of problem involving the U.S. Navy in that part of the world. This incident only caused minor damage to the U.S. warship. It was a collision with a tug just off central Japan. Essentially, it was during a towing exercise, and the tug lost propulsion, so it stopped going forwards and drifted into the side of the guided missile destroyer, which was called the USS Benfold. No one was injured, and the U.S. Navy says an investigation is underway. They say the warship sustained minimal damage, just like scrapes along its side. And it remains at sea under its own power. It will not be, you know, returned to port for repairs and so on. But, you know, just in August, 10 sailors were killed when the USS John S. McCain and an oil tanker collided just near Singapore. In June, 7 sailors were killed when the USS Fitzgerald and a container ship collided in Japanese waters. In May, a guided missile cruiser and a South Korean fishing vessel collided. And in January, another cruiser ran aground. So this is happening more and more regularly. And the U.S. Navy has come under a lot of criticism for this. A lot of people saying that they haven't had enough funding over the years and they're now being stretched too thinly with too few resources. But certainly it has caused them to have a series of reforms. They've got rid of several of their highest ranking members of staff, and they are going back to training their crews again on increased naval skills.
And Kate, we're seeing a story that's emerged. We talked about it last week on the program, the 3 basketball players that were released from China. But we're seeing that Trump is now angry, not at the basketball players themselves, but one of the players' fathers he's taken issue with.
Yeah, this is astonishing, really, if you think of all the issues going on in the world. But Donald Trump has been tweeting about this one in the last day or so more than anything else, really. This is the what he calls the lack of appreciation from LiAngelo Ball's father. That was LiAngelo Ball was one of the 4 that was in jail and then ultimately freed. Donald Trump saying that he should have been thanked for what he did and feels that he has been treated badly by LiAngelo's father, saying things like on Twitter earlier, he said, "Do you think the 3 UCLA basketball players will say thank you, President Trump? They were headed for 10 years in jail!" So certainly he appears to be absolutely livid that he hasn't been properly thanked for what he believes was his, a hugely important diplomatic act that he believes he should be getting more credit for. A lot of people, online commentators, social media commentators saying, you know, there are a lot more important things that we should be worried about and a president shouldn't need to kind of feel he has to be thanked and has to have that kind of ego massaging, as some commentators put it. So, yeah, it has sparked a lot of controversy over here about whether this is the kind of thing that the president of the United States should be worried about.
Kate, final story today, the death of Charles Manson, notorious cult leader, I guess. He was 83.
That's right. He has died. He is possibly the most famous mass murderer, should we say, although, of course, he didn't actually commit the murders that he was put in jail for. He had this, as you say, kind of a cult known as the Manson family, and he directed those people to commit murders. And he became incredibly famous and kind of notorious as sort of a symbol of what some people would describe as the dark side of the 1960s counterculture. He has been in prison for more than four decades, but he was admitted to a hospital in California earlier this month, and on Sunday he died there of natural causes. You may know that some of his victims were famous or related to famous people. The killing spree that he directed included the death of Hollywood actress Sharon Tate, who was the wife of director Roman Polanski. One of Manson's followers, a woman called Susan Atkins, stabbed her to death. And other people at her home were also stabbed to death. Other victims include a wealthy couple in Los Angeles. It was at the time the biggest story of the time, basically. This man who was so charismatic that he persuaded people to commit murder on his behalf, and brutal murders at that. But he has now died. He was sentenced. He's been in prison, as I say, for more than four decades. But he is no more.
Kate Fisher, based in Washington, D.C. Brief this evening, but pleased to have had you on, Kate. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.